possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice will not hear his hearing or have his hearing with the NFL until September the 30th, meaning he will be eligible to play against the Baltimore Ravens on the 28th. Ed, do you have a problem with that?
Not really. I mean, let's see. He'll play against the Ravens. I mean, I the problem I have with this, people always think the Chiefs get favoritism, and I don't disagree with the officiating. I don't know. I'm very torn about this one because I'm suspicious as well. I really am because of who it is, what team it is, I mean, in particular, not who it is. I think they should deal with it now. And I do kind of think, in a way, they want to, you know, let him play. Maybe I'll reverse my field. I do think they want to see him play against the Ravens, because it makes it for a better game if he's in. But as far as favoritism, I'm not so sure. But I guess I don't have a big problem with it. They should play whoever they have to play.
Now the problem is they couldn't agree with the length of the suspension. That's why this thing is being pushed back some. And the NFL, it would be unprecedented to have paid leave. You know what I mean, we're gonna put them on leave until we come up with a disciplinary action because these are games and games are limited and there's no other way you can do this. I know it's the Chiefs and it looks again like they're receiving preferential treatment, but under these circumstances, considering this is when you could have it, that's when you could have it. You know, I it's unfortunate, but I don't think this is a Chiefs thing.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I just think it's it makes for great conversation.
If I'm not mistaken, Sue Robinson is the one to set this date.
Yeah.
She's the one to set the date. So I don't know if this is an NFL thing.
I don't think so. I don't know if it is either. And again, I just think it's something that makes a great conversation, and it can get people talking about this because Ravens, Chiefs, and all this other stuff. And of course, the Chiefs have become the Patriots of this decade. So yeah, I mean, it's fun to talk about it. I just don't know if that's the case here. Now, I don't think it's that big a deal, really.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't don't know it, Dan Graziano, ESPN, reported that Sue Robinson, her schedule is what made this on September the 30th. Mm-hmm. Now this could happen also, Ed. If Rice's legal counsel agrees to the length of suspension, this all may be moot.
Say it again?
If Rice's legal counsel agrees to the length of the suspension.
Okay.
That's what this is about. This is about not liking the length of the suspension.
Yeah.
If they turn him and agree to it, then this is a moot point, and he probably not going to play against the Ravens anyway. Mm-hmm. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I don't mind seeing him. Play him.
I don't either. Yeah.
You play him without Rice in September, and then you face him in the playoffs. You have him.
Yeah.
Now what? Play with him now.
Mm-hmm.
That way you know you have him in the playoffs. That way you know what to expect in the playoffs. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
And again, it's just we're making much ado about nothing, in my opinion. Now, for me, in general, the suspension should have been held up.
It should have been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should have been held up.
Yeah.
I don't see why. It's not when he's getting suspended or all those things. This thing should have been done, taken care of, and move on. This happened a while ago. But the NFL, we all know about the judiciary system in the NFL is not consistent at all.
It's not consistent even a little bit. Not even a little bit. That's my biggest gripe with them. I don't know what to believe because it's so inconsistent. You know, we can go down the list of, you know, from Ray Rice to Hardy to Zeke Elliott. You know, you get a woman, the NFL investigator says the complaint is not believable.
You're still suspended.
Yeah, you have a female investigator talking to another female. She says, I don't believe her, and you suspend them anyway. So why? You're not believing your own complainant. It just, I don't get it. But that's what they do. That's why nothing really surprised me. I don't know if it's really calculated.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. For those of you who don't remember, Rashee Rice, NFL receiver, pleaded guilty to two felony charges related to high-speed hit-and-run crash in Dallas in 2024. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years of probation, and he has been paid back to victims in cash. This incident has been raised the possibility of the NFL suspension. This is what gets me. Okay, this is a convicted felony, right? He's charged, related to a hit and run. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail and given 5 years probation. That's my issue. This is not all those things that you said, well, some of them. Ezekiel Elliott didn't serve any time.
No.
And he got suspended. So what is the holdup with a guy who was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years of probation? He was sentenced.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless the penalty is so draconian that his attorney won't agree to it. That's the only thing I can think of. Because, I mean, you're right. This is one of those cases where it's not like Zeke Elliott or some of these others that were questionable. He's been found. Because I always say, let's wait until the court adjudicates this. Well, the court adjudicated it. He was convicted. Right. I mean, with his felony or misdemeanors, irrelevant. He served jail time. He was on probation. And so he was convicted of a crime or pleaded guilty to a crime. So now you have that. So now decide what you're going to do to him administratively. I don't know why it takes so long.
He's going to be suspended. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's throw a number out there, 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
And his lawyer said, I don't like 11 games. I like six. Okay. Well, if we know his hearing is the 30th, then let him serve his suspension until we have the hearing. Then we know whether he has two more weeks or seven more weeks.
Yeah.
That's the part I'm not understanding. He is convicted. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years. That is an automatic suspension in the NFL. So we know he's getting suspended. So let him serve his suspension. We have the hearing on the 30th. We give him either time served, two more weeks, or seven more weeks.
Yeah.
That's the part. I don't think it's preferential treatment to the Chiefs. I just think it's dumb. The guy's going to be suspended. So why do we need to let him play until the hearing?
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Because usually, as you know, in cases like this, you're not allowed to work until your hearing. Usually you keep you can be suspended with pay, whatever you want to do to him, but maybe he shouldn't be playing. I don't know. I can't figure out the disciplinary system in the NFL at all.
And the only pushback that I can give is this. If a baseball player is suspended and they appeal, they're able to play until they hit a suspension.
Yeah. Again, I just don't think this is a big deal as far as the Ravens are concerned. As far as the disciplinary system in the NFL, that's a different story. I think the points you bring up and we've been talking about are legit. Like, why? What's the problem? You know, it's been adjudicated in the criminal court. What are we doing here? But as far as if it affects the Ravens, I don't think it affects them at all.
410-583-1057 is the number. I just got this text from Femi Abadejo.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's a process issue. Every player gets to have an internal hearing to state their case. Until that is done, the suspension cannot start. So the suspension can't start until he is heard. If he appeals, the suspension can't start. And I almost compared that. I just said that to baseball. If a player is suspended in baseball for 5 games and they appeal it, the suspension can't start until the appeal is heard. So, you know, I guess that's the only comparison. And Femi is saying that's exactly what it is. Well, yeah, he may get suspended, but it can't start until he's heard.
Yeah, I believe it. But it's also this incident took place a year and a half ago. I mean, it's March of last year. So it's taken a long time. But the problem was, you know, he just got adjudicated. It took a long time. This is the problem. It took a long time to adjudicate in a criminal court, which doesn't surprise me. So, yeah, I think Femi, obviously, he's correct. He is. Because what happened was, it happened in March of 24. He gets adjudicated July of this year. It's just August now. So you're talking about it's only been adjudicated 1 month criminally.
Right.
So, therefore, he's got to have his administrative hearings. That makes sense.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.